Did you know there are 100 million single Americans, but meeting the right one can seem impossible? So ladies, if you've ever needed advice on how to get the guy, then you'll want to check this out. It's a new reality show on ABC that follows four young women looking for love in San Francisco. Helping them out in their manhunts are the show's two love coaches, if you will, Teresa Strasser and J.D. Roberto.
Hey.
Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Thanks for
having us. Love coaches you.
We are.
All right, J.D. This is, we're saying it's a reality show, but no one's getting voted off. No one's getting booted or anything
totally.
Like that. Talk about the women that are on the show.
Yeah, this is, it's very much the anti-reality show because our goal on this is really to document the dating lives of four single women in San Francisco. And along the way, for Teresa and I to coach them along, give them some advice on meeting the right guy. And it's not about how to get a guy. It's how to get the guy. How to find the right guy for you.
And another thing that makes our show different, a lot of these reality shows, the girls are like 21. It's a dental assistant from Bakersfield. Our girls are women. They're in their 30s. They're professionals. And, you know, when my mom got married at 24, she was about 5 minutes away from being an old maid. Like, you had to get married.
Back at that time, right.
Generationally, that's really changed. Now, being single in your 30s and being a career person is totally normal. So dating in your 30s as a single woman is really, this is the first generation that's really faced
that. Yeah, it's a sea change.
Well, let me see what you bring to the table, what you guys, love coaches. I love that title. Carrie Bradshaw. You're considered like a Carrie Bradshaw, of course, from Sex and the City.
That's right. Well, I'm about twice her size with half her shoes, but I am a singles columnist. I write about my own experiences. Every dating mistake you could make, I've made it, written about it, processed it, and hopefully the girls can benefit from many of my dating tragedies.
Okay, J.D., you got the guy's perspective, but you're happily married. So
you know what? I'm the married version of the single guys that these girls are dating.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one that can really tell them what's going on in the mind of the guy across the table, and how do you get a guy from single dater to happily married, which is where I fortunately got.
With a new little baby boy.
Yes, I do. Yeah. A new little baby boy. Great and incredible addition to my life. One of the things that my wife and I talk about a lot is that having our son, the most important thing we can offer him is our marriage, is our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So it's even more important than ever that we have a great relationship because that's what we have to offer him.
Well, let's see you two love coaches in action, how to get the guy. Here it is.
You could fill every seat in this stadium with an available guy twice.
The problem is that with all those guys, how do you find the guy?
Exactly. It's a numbers game. You're going to go on more dates than you can possibly imagine. Your cute scenes are going to be worn out.
So consider yourselves off the bench and officially in the game.
Off the bench, in the game.
Get in the game.
Let's get some tips now, Teresa. Okay, what's the single best piece of advice you can give women when it comes to dating?
Okay, I would say if you have a checklist, and every woman I know has had one, I've had one, and it's 6 pages long, and it's every qualification, and a guy's got to be a left-handed, kayaking, red-haired lawyer, over 6 feet, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Chuck that. Pick a few things that are, you know, non-negotiables, and open your mind, because the universe could bring you something way better than what you could have planned.
You never know what love is going to look like, so assuming you do is the first mistake.
And it's a numbers game, I heard you
say. Oh, absolutely. Volume dating is something we recommend. I mean, you wouldn't apply for one job, not get it, and then decide, I'm unemployable. I'm going to stay home.
Okay, J.D., from the guy's point of view, what do you bring to the table where this is concerned? Keep it light?
Well, you know what? On a first date especially, don't bring a lot of baggage with you. It's one of the tough things about being a single woman in your 30s is that you have a lot of dating experience. On a first date, I don't particularly want to hear about your ex-boyfriends. I don't want to hear about the fact that cheesecake makes you gassy.
Leave out the eating disorders.
You would be amazed what people talk about on first dates. As a guy, keep it light. Have a good time. If you start talking about your dating history, I'm probably never going to call.
And chivalry's not dead, right?
Chivalry's not dead. It's very tough for a guy. Most of the time, a guy wants to buy a date on a first meal, on a first dinner. But I don't know if that's okay with you. If I buy you dinner, is that going to make you feel like I think you can't buy your own dinner? Let me buy dinner. Guys, pick up the check. Women, let us pick up the check.
And the compliment. You gotta get the guy.
Yes, I learned this from J.D.
I didn't know that.
He taught me this, and I use it all the time on my boyfriend. It never fails.
You know, if you spend so much time as a woman getting ready for a date and wanting to look good, so do we. And we're incredibly insecure about how we dress and how we look.
Oh, please.
We are. We want to look good. Pay us a compliment.